And so that's when we went to trying to make sure that if they didn't have representation and wanted it, they could get it, and the hearing, nothing final would come out of that until they got it. Trying to give parents some equal footing in dealing with, you know, a large and intimidating and very unfamiliar process. But that's as far as we've got there. And of course, then there's a whole bunch of missing links here that aren't working well. And one of them is no one, as far as I know, in DFYS, feels like we're doing the visitation thing very well. So the kids that have been taken, you know, get a good opportunity to see their brothers and sisters and the parents. And there's a question about safety. How do you find a sanctuary where they can both meet that's supervised? And how do you work that together with people's working stuff? You know, and that nobody thinks that's working perfectly, do we?
No, Mr. Chairman, we've asked for, I think we have requested that additional funding for visitation.
Yeah.
To be able to increase visitation centers around the state. So that parents can visit more often, visitation can be arranged in the evenings and on weekends when it's more, you know, convenient for parents. We just don't have the resources to do it now the way it should be done, because it's been shown that the more visitation that there is, the more frequent that it is, the earlier children and families are reunified.
Right.
For the record, you probably ought to identify yourself.
Sorry. It's for the record, my name is Joanne Gibbons. I'm a state program.
Anything else?
Not for now.
But every step of the way, we can do better. Every step of the way. All right. So we'll see you all Tuesday, and we're good.